أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهذا صراط ربك مستقيما قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يذكرون. لهم دار السلام عند ربهم وهو وليهم بما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 127 and 128 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا. And this path, this road of your Rabb is the straight road, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This road that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, one is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the path of Islam, and number two, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the path of the Quran Sharif. Our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the wahi from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed this path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the path of Islam and the path of the Quran. Mustaqima, that this is a straight road, this is a straight path. Ulama have explained that when we make dua also, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, O Allah, guide us on the sirat al-mustaqim. What does mustaqim entail? To be on the straight path, what is it? Number one, a person does not overstep the limits set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has set down the parameters. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has set down the limits of our Shariat. Be it insofar as our Aqeedah is concerned, our belief is concerned. We believe that our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the best of the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But then we cannot exceed the bounds and the limits set down by Allah Ta'ala. We cannot do what the Nasara had done and now attribute any qualities of divinity, any qualities of Allah Ta'ala that is only for Allah Ta'ala to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot make him part of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We cannot call him wa na'udhu billah the offspring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is now exceeding the limitation that has been set down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And like that in all our ibadat, Allah has given us time to perform salat. Allah has given us prohibited times to perform salat, that we cannot perform salat in those times. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has set down the limits. This is sirat-e-mustaqim. This is the straight path. We do not overstep and overemphasize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not over, what Allah ta'ala has set down the limits in. Secondly, there is no laxity. We are not deficient in so far as our ibadat is concerned, our aqidah is concerned. We have to put everything into perspective as far as that is concerned. Number two, sirat-e-mustaqim is that path that leads us to what is termed as manzil al-maqsood. Al-manzil al-maqsood, that is our intended journey, our intended destination. What is our intended destination? In this dunya, it is the ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akhirat is jannat. In this world, we will aspire to recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in the akhirat, we want that jannat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How are we going to attain these two? That is the sirat-e-mustaqim that has been chalked out by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then ulama have written that the shortest and the quickest way to attain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the sirat-e-mustaqim that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has set out and Allah ta'ala has chalked out for us. And lastly, ulama have written that this siratul mustaqim, there is no constriction. Allah has not created any difficulty in us following this path. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created ease, and hence here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says to our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that this deen of Islam, this Quran is the sirat which is straight. In other words, these are the qualities of the deen of Islam, and these are the benefits of the Quran Sharif. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, certainly we have elucidated, we have clarified, we have clearly defined the verses, لِقَوْمِ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, for that community, for that people who will accept the advice of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then says, what is the benefit of all of that? For them is Darus Salam. For them is the abode of peace. What is this abode of peace? That is Jannah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept in store for the person that remains on the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Why does Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala call Jannah Darus Salam the abode of peace? Because over there will be no enmity, there will be no jealousy, there will be no ill feelings amongst people, and people will live in peace and harmony. Number two, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will make salam, salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. That will be salam when a person enters, and the speech of the people of Jannah will be salam upon salam, and hence there will be absolute peace, and there will be no difficulties, there will be no worries, there will be no constrictions, restrictions, etc. وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ. Next is Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ, and Allah will be their wali, or Allah Ta'ala is their wali. Some ulama have written that the wilayat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in this world, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives His friends the tawfiq to carry out the deeds that Allah Ta'ala is most pleased with. So in this world, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the wali by giving us the tawfiq to carry out those deeds that Allah Ta'ala is most pleased with. And in the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala is the wali that Allah Ta'ala will grant jannat bima kanu ya'malun, because of what they had practiced, because of the deeds and the amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.